on this episode of The Commercial Break.
Listen, dude, no one gives it. You ain't no king of nothing. You are a king of more. You are a king of the morons if you think that you want to have seven additional wives running around all tugging at your coattails. Mm-hmm. Let me show you what that looks like. You know that dog Blue that shows up once an episode here? Blue is like a sister wife. But just know that we get it. We get that you do not like the advertisements, but we just wish that you would also understand that, you know, for the hour of enjoyment.
For an hour of our time.
I just
with
have
you.
Such a hard time believing anybody takes this at all seriously.
I'm like, who's listening to us?
I know. I'm like, who the fuck is listening to this crap? You want to be a good little girl, don't you, Marie? Or I might follow you home and tell your parents about that one time you masturbated. Tell Mrs. Harris to get out of here. Let's have a party. Close and lock the door. Send Uncle Sam some of that mid-grade weed you've been smoking, Marie.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Enough. I'm Brian Green. This is Kristen Joy Hoadley. And best to you, Kristen.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. How the hell are you? Thanks for joining us on yet another episode of This The Commercial Break. The only one you ever need. Guaranteed fact, news, and fiction in 30 seconds or less. Your money back.
One and done.
Remember that Micro Machines guy?
Yeah.
You remember the Micro Machines, the world's fastest talker?
Yeah, that's right.
When I was a kid, I loved that guy. I don't know why, but I was like, I was fascinated by how fast he was.
That's like those, the auctioneers. You ever seen like one of those livestock auctioneers?
Oh, yeah. I don't even think anybody knows what he's talking about. So I think they're just like, yeah?
Did I get it?
Yes, did I win? So to the man in blue. 7,642 for this pile of cow shit. Sold? Did I win?
You did.
Yeah, I've seen the auctioneers. I've been to an auction where one of those guys was going.
Really? That's an art form.
And I've watched Sotheby's, like the Sotheby's online stuff, and that's always just so fascinating to me. Yeah. Like, you know, we have a blind bidder on the phone. Blind bidder on the phone. Do I hear $652 million for this feces-covered piece of canvas made by Beeple and the Madonna? Bidder on the phone wins. And it's like, who's the bidder on the phone?
I know. It's all so secretive.
Which guy from Dubai bought
that?
It has
to be.
Has to be.
Middle East or China.
Yeah, I mean, they have all the money. What am I, you know, there's a couple of us running around that have billions of dollars. The commercial break, soon to be billions of dollars in the hole.
All right. We'll soon be bidding on fine art.
Yes, we will. And soon we will have a plethora of great content because one of my favorite television shows in the world, and one that we've talked about extensively here on the show, is coming back with a brand new season and brand new people.
TLC something.
TLC's Seeking Sister Wives is back in the mix.
Seeking Sister Wives, God.
And, you know, they have like, of the five couples that they showcase, according to the trailer, of the five couples that they showcase, only one of them is back. Mm. And I'll tell you why. It's because
it's a marriage ruiner?
Yeah, because it destroys your fucking marriage.
Right.
No person in their right mind wants to share your particulars with another. I mean, I get it. There are people that have open marriages, and I'm sure that some of them work. I just don't know any of those people. And I know people who have tried open marriage.
Yeah.
I know these people. I know these people who go in with the best of intentions. Mm-hmm. And human nature always wins. It always
it does.
Wins. I'm
You're
not
right.
saying that.
Someone's going to get jealous.
Someone's going to get jealous.
That's the way it goes.
That's the way it goes. Or someone's going to get angry or feel left out.
Or sex or love or money or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's,
and what man is wanting to take on all of these children and wives.
Stupid,
I mean,
stupid men. Wow. Stupid men full of stupid ideas.
They say it's all about the laugh.
Stupid misogyny. But, yeah, but these men, it's not like they're some, you know, like hippy-dippy, altruistic. But these men are religious. Mm-hmm. They think they're supposed to make a kingdom and a fiefdom and a, Listen, dude, no one gives it. You ain't no king of nothing. You are a king of more. You are a king of the morons if you think that you want to have seven additional wives running around all tugging at your coattails. Mm-hmm. Let me show you what that looks like. You know that dog Blue that shows up once an episode here? Blue is like a sister wife to all the other children that run around my house, Nico included. And the more time and attention I spend with the other wives, Blue gets more and more jealous.
Oh, yeah.
So now she just runs around barking at me incessantly. She doesn't stop. She's under my feet. I go to have a fucking bowl of cereal last night. That's all I wanted to.
Yeah.
It's the end of the night. I've been editing. I've been working on my work stuff. I've been doing all this other stuff. All I want to do is I just want to go have a bowl of Trolls marshmallow cereal.
With cream. Are you still in the cream?
I'm like 3 years old. I just said I wanted to go.
Well, you've got to be a grown up for all the other areas of the
day. That's right.
So.
I just want to be a kid for like 5 minutes, yeah. Have my Trolls cereal. Singing and dancing to the Trolls music while I'm eating it. And all I want to do is just be left alone. And not because I don't love all the people in this household, but because everyone needs a little, everyone needs some time alone. And
very true.
And so I walk into the kitchen. Everyone's quiet. Nico's laying on the bed. He doesn't even notice I'm there because he's dead. Yes. he doesn't notice anything. Mm-hmm. He's laying on his kitchen bed, you know, his little doggy bed in the kitchen. And I'm like, yes. Let me turn on 90 Day Fiancé, the single life. Let me watch a few minutes. Let me make myself
unwind.
Fatter by eating, you know, half and half with my cereal. And I go into the closet, the pantry, the walk-in pantry, yes, to go get my Trolls box of cereal. And look at Poppy and Branch as I eat my cereal. And as I, when I walk in, all I hear is,
oh no, she was there.
And I'm like, Blue, go back. Go work, you know. What? I'm like, what? Shut up. The kids are sleeping. And I'm like, Blue, shut up. And the more that I tell her to shut up, the more she starts barking.
That is exactly the way she
gets. I know. And I'm like, what? I just want to cry because I'm like, I don't know what to do with you. But I know what it is. And my wife keeps saying it. She says it's the dog wants attention. The dog came home in your arms. And it instantaneously, you became Mama right. Brian, right? And you feed her treats and you feed them food.
What is it called? It minted on you or
impressed on you?
Yeah, imprinted.
Yeah, imprinted. Yeah, okay. I'm imprinted on Blue's brain. I wish I could find a way to unprint myself from this dog because she is 24 hours a day at my feet barking at me, calling for my attention. These fucking idiots on this show, which God bless, thank God they're being recorded on TLC because it's to my amusement. These fucking morons. Think that they don't know what they have no idea what they're in for.
Yeah.
And that's why there is never a follow-up season of Seeking Sister Wives. It's always new people. It's because, first of all, your neighbors look at you like you got seven fucking dicks. You're like, it's like, what the fuck are you doing, dude?
Right.
Number two.
Shit, that's our neighbor?
That's our neighbor?
What's been going
He's got
on.
Three wives? I wonder if I can have an affair with one of them.
Let's turn a pineapple upside down and hang it on the door.
It, no matter... A pink flamingo in the backyard. Yes. Go to the the pineapple in
the
cart. That's the thing. Yep. No matter which man it is that's looking for the sister wife that they're looking for is always considerably more attractive, in my opinion, than the original wife.
Right.
Or the original wife is always hesitant to do it, but like, you know, he wants to build a kingdom. God told him to do
it.
God didn't tell him to do it. He wants to get his dick wet. What are you talking about? That has nothing to do with anything.
With your permission.
Yeah, with your permission, he'd like to also have sex with other people. And he's bored with you now. He wants to move on to the next thing. So, you know, then inevitably, it falls apart. That's why they never have a second fucking season of Seeking Sister Wives with the same people. But God bless, they keep on finding new people to have the Seeking
the whole
Sister
new crop.
Wives. I just love it. Speaking of TLC bad shows, I watched 90 Day Fiancé, The Single Life is going on right now. So all the people who have been on, the most popular of characters who have been on 90 Day Fiancé, where it didn't work out,
which
is about 2/3 of the time.
Yeah, most of them.
That's another shit show waiting to happen. I've been through this process. My wife is from a different country.
Yes.
It is a true love story. It happened. We did not do the K-1 visa. We did it another way, but we have been through this immigration process and it is difficult and it is stressful and it is taxing. And I would never, ever, ever in my fucking right mind allow anybody to video record 24 hours a day while I was going through that. I was already stressed out enough. I didn't want to worry about my makeup and my eyebrows at the same time. So these, you know, I also think that the at this point, 90 Day Fiancé is such a juggernaut. These people just want to be famous. They don't give a shit who's on the other end of that phone call.
Absolutely.
They just want to get famous. I think some of these people are just randomly picking people out in the universe and trying to get on TLC.
Hey, you want to do this show?
Yeah. Hey, you want to be famous with me? Yeah,
what's the single life?
Single life is all of the people who didn't work out in the original series.
They try and get those people together with each other?
Well, it happened in one case. Okay. Two of the people who were on the original, like 90 Day Fiancé. Here, if you haven't seen it, I don't know where your head is at, but here's how it goes. 90 Day Fiancé, there's a person in the United States of America. They are getting married to someone that lives outside the country, and they get what's called a K-1 visa. That means they have 90 days. Once approved, they have 90 days to bring their engaged partner over here and get married. And if they don't get married in that 90 days, the person gets kicked out. So it's like the clock starts ticking. And sometimes it's a true love story, but a lot of the times it has nothing to do with love whatsoever. And, okay, so sometimes they break up. And when they break up, they follow them around in different versions of the 90 Day Fiancé world, different shows. And this one is called The Single Life.
And
that was weird. That's a button.
What was that?
I love you. And I miss you.
Someone thought that was me. Someone said, is that you? And I was like, no, that's not me. So The Single Life is when the more popular characters, they didn't work out. And the cameras have to find a way to continue to follow them around because they're super
popular,
interesting.
Yeah. Okay.
So they follow them as they move on into
just
single
life.
Yes.
Okay.
Big Ed, the guy that we've talked about, the guy with no neck.
Yes.
Big Ed.
He's like 4'1". He has no neck. He's got some kind of physical problem. He's got no neck. Go look up Big Ed, 90 Day Fiancé. I told you that one time he's been in like three different seasons of 90 Day The Single Life because a poor guy can't catch a break. So now he finds this woman. He gets hooked up with a Mexican woman in Mexico City.
Okay.
He goes they talk on the phone a few times. There's an attraction there. He goes all the way down to Mexico City. He spends a few weeks. Big Ed cannot for the life of him get out of his own way. So this lady is like, you know, they're both older. They're in their 50s.
Right.
And this lady is like, oh, I just want to see what happens. Let it flow. Let it go. And Ed, every 15 seconds is like, so what do you think? You want to be my girlfriend? So what do you think? God. Are you attracted to me? How do you feel about marriage? What do you think about children? And she's like, she's going crazy. She literally is telling him to shut up. She's like, I think you talk too much. And she doesn't speak English all the time. So sometimes she does it through the translator.
Right, yeah.
I think you talk too much. Shut the fuck up. And she's like, Ed's like, ah.
Oh,
and
God.
So she says this to him last episode. She says, Ed, why do you have to be so worried about what's next? Enjoy right now. Please be quiet. Why don't you spend the rest of dinner being quiet? That's what she says on the translator. And Ed's like, okay. Just one more question. How do you feel about me? And
quick.
She gets up out of it. She's like, Ed, shut up. Please be quiet. He's like, I get it. I'm sorry. Totally. When you say shut up, do you mean you don't like me anymore? Or, like a puppy dog, right?
Oh, Ed.
Poor Ed. It really makes me kind of cry. So this last time, he started talking to her about marriage. And she said, I asked you to shut up. Like, I asked you to shut up. And you won't. You cannot shut up. You cannot be quiet.
Which means no marriage.
So Ed's like Ed's like this. He's like looking around or what to do, and he can't help himself. He's like, I just wanted to know if you were interested in getting married. And she gets up, she grabs her bag, and she leaves. And she doesn't come back and doesn't text him.
Yeah.
I wanted to cry. I was like, oh man, Big Ed. The fuck, dude. I know this guy. We know this guy.
Mm-hmm.
I had a friend. Back when I lived in the apartment.
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about?
I do know who you're
talking
about.
I had a friend.
Uh-huh.
He was exactly like this. He could not get out of his own way. Everything was so fucking meta. He had to know everything about everything. He couldn't for 1 second sit still and shut up. He couldn't.
Yeah.
So anytime that a girl even said hello to him, it was like, are you attracted to me like I'm attracted to you? And she'd be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Right.
We just met. And he couldn't leave it alone. And this reminds me of Ed. On The Single Life.
Yeah.
I just wish for Ed that I wish we could
It'll
get
happen
out
of for him one day.
I asked Ed to come on the show and he said, no, I can't because of my contract. Right.
Okay.
He said, but you can go to my whatever it is and pay for what is that? The thing that everyone's doing?
Cameo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those people. He's like one of the top producers.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He made a couple million dollars last year making fucking cameos. Big Ed from 90 Day Fiancé. Why don't we have a cameo?
We need it.
We
need to sure. bottle your farts and then also do cameo.
Just a tasty tina.
We're missing out.
I'll do cameos as Carl. I'll do cameos as Carl or as an alien. Aliens! I wonder if we do cameo, it's just going to be yet another glaring example of our failure to get anybody to pay us money to do this show. Everybody likes a commercial break till it's time to pay, then or listen to a commercial. Then they want to get all upset. Fuck off. Oh, unbelievable.
No, we were just reading some of the reviews before we got on air.
Yeah, here, no, everybody's
really
not getting
on air, but
yeah, no, it's not on air. It's on the pod. Yeah, we keep on saying on air. We talk like we're on radio. We're not really on radio. No,
but we love the reviews. They're so funny.
They're
so
good. Amazing. You guys are good. You guys are great.
I love really it. You know, they very take, clever.
Yeah, you guys take lines from the show and you put them in your reviews. And I really like it. And I super appreciate it. And I get it. Every once in a while we get a complaint about the ads. Mm-hmm. I get it. I understand. Listen, if you had to spend 7 minutes doing something, it's not listening to advertisements. I understand. But you got to understand that us as creators, we take a whole lot of time, energy, and effort to do this. And I know it's just silly bullshit. It really is. It's silly bullshit. We do not take ourselves at all seriously.
No.
But there is a considerable amount of the day spent for doing the commercial.
Effort.
Right, right. Yes. Whether you think it's warranted or not.
It does sound like we just popped up in like a park somewhere and are shooting the shit, which is what we wanted to sound like.
Yeah. You know what somebody said to me once, and I did not take this as a compliment. They were like, it just sounds like you guys completely unprepared. You just turn on the microphones. And I'm like, motherfucker, I spent 3 hours a day worrying about what I'm going to say on this fucking show. But I get it. Every once in a while, we get complaints about the ads. But that's the way that podcasters typically, make a little change. Is that when you get to a certain size, you can throw ads in there, and you hope that people respond. And you are. Some people are responding to our advertisers, so we certainly appreciate it. I won't go over the same old ground, but just know that we get it. We get that you do not like the advertisements, but we just wish that you would also understand that for the hour of enjoyment.
For an hour of our time
with you. I just
have
such a hard time believing anybody takes this at all seriously.
I'm like, who's listening to us?
I know. I'm like, who the fuck is listening to this crap? I bet there's many people out there right now.
People
going,
and aliens.
No one. Yeah. Aliens.
And the baby birds.
Oh, the baby birds.
And the baby birds.
Yeah, we give our baby birds phones so that they can become subscribers on Apple. Hey, at least we're not trying to charge you money on Apple for subscriptions.
True.
Yeah. So I don't know what made me think about this, but I was thinking about Hardee's when we talked about Hardee's. I don't know if the episode has aired yet or not, but it will, or it has, where Christy and I are talking about Hardee's. And I was thinking back to my days at McDonald's.
Right.
And at McDonald's, the group of McDonald's that we were with, Blockbuster Video. You remember Blockbuster Video?
Of course, yeah.
Blockbuster Video put together this like local neighborhood video contest.
Okay.
Make your own video, short form, up to 15 minutes, I think it was, about whatever, right? And they were going around to businesses and saying this. So I don't know. I forgot who put this together. I was too young to be involved in the things, but everyone at the McDonald's group, like the four McDonald's that was owned by this one guy, agreed, let's make a video and submit it.
Okay, yeah.
And somehow I got chosen to be the star of that video.
Somehow.
Somehow. Because of my great looks and my acting ability.
You're just magnetic.
I am. Literally have a plate in my head. So after some script writing by some other people, they decide that they're going to do an action movie like Die Hard, only at the McDonald's. Okay. McDonald's hard. Right. Drive through hard. And this whole movie, the premise was that someone came into the McDonald's, they took a number of people hostage.
Oh, shit.
They locked them in the cooler. And I was the employee who like was in the bathroom when all this was going down. I was taking a shit.
You were cleaning the bathrooms.
Yeah. I was cleaning the bathroom. And when I got out, I realized what was going on, that these terrorists had taken over the McDonald's and they had locked people in the back, and it was my job to be sneaky and save them. So this included doing a number of stunts. like jumping over the counter. Like, you know, the counters are big. They're like four feet wide, right? I had to run from the back of the restaurant and I had to jump up on the counter and slide off into a mattress that we had. I mean, Chrissy, I wish I had this video. I really do. I had to do that.
I feel like this was during off business hours.
Like and three in the fucking morning.
People were driving by going, holy shit, there's a hostage situation.
It was three in the morning. No one gave a shit. It was in some poncy suburb of Atlanta. No one gave a shit what's going on there. They just want their french fries hot. They don't care what we're doing. But I look back on that now, and I'm sure everyone else in the building was probably high on fucking meth or blow. Right, because it's three in the morning, and everyone's all jacked up. And, you know, this guy's writing a script as we're going, and he's like, okay, Brian, I want you to come up behind him and do a headlock. And so, you know, for 4 hours, we're filming this movie, and I don't remember much because I've never seen it except for twice. I don't remember much, but I remember that someone went back and kind of...
Never seen it. Except for twice.
Except for twice. Okay. I've never seen it, except for that times I saw it.
All right. Just wanted to clarify that.
So this diehard McDonald's version, because no one knew how to edit it, we literally had to stop and start the camera exactly where we wanted it.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So it was this total shit show of a mess. Because that's just the way it was. Total shit show of a mess. When I fell over the counter, you could see the mattress. When I was attacking the terrorist from behind, there was some lady was scrubbing the pots and pans. I mean, it was a whole thing. Someone was taking an order. We ended up going into the morning, and there were actual customers running through the drive thru. So you could hear that damn noise. Beep! You know, somebody's coming through the drive thru. What can I get you this morning?
McGriddle.
Yeah, but Blockbuster, we were so excited that Blockbuster had agreed to accept our video into this video community.
They were a huge player. They were the player.
They were it.
They were it. McDonald's.
I mean, McDonald's was the big bad boy of fast food, and Blockbuster had the market cornered.
They should have gotten into the streaming game.
They should have gotten into the streaming game, but they didn't.
Nope.
They didn't. They laughed at Netflix when Netflix came along. They said, okay, go ahead and mail out your videos. People want to come to the store and get them right now. But Netflix had a grander plan. And that guy, Ted Sarandos, I think his name is.
Yes.
He really, just like Jeff Bezos, who just started selling books, but he had a grander plan. He's like, I'm going to lose a bunch of money, but I'm going to make sure we have everything anybody could ever want on Amazon eventually. And they both executed their plan almost flawlessly.
Yes.
But Blockbuster, if you weren't alive at the time, because they kind of went away when, like, the 2010-ish area when Blockbuster started, Netflix started streaming.
When I moved back down here. Yeah. So, yeah. I said 2010.
Blockbuster card was something you had to have the second you turned 18. You had to have a Blockbuster card. Mm-hmm. You had to have a membership. You had to have at least one video that was extremely late and you were afraid to walk in if you didn't have it in your hand. Yes. Like they were going to swipe your card and go, Mr. Green.
Come over here to the side, please.
Come here. Bikini Island has been out for 24 days.
Because you can only keep it for like 3 days, right?
You could keep it for, overnight rentals, which were the real hot ones.
They wanted them
back the next day.
Yeah, those were new.
Then they came out with 2-day rentals, and everyone was really excited because now you keep it for 2 days. And then you pay extra if you want it for 3 days. You want overnight or you want 3 days? Remember? They'd be like, you want overnight or 3 days? Yeah. You want to get a membership, and then you keep everything over 3 days. It's only $375,000 a year, and you can have one video a week for 3 days. Yeah. You'd be like, sign me up!
I remember going with dates and picking out movies with dates.
Yeah.
It was kind of like a thing, you know.
It was a social event. When you went to Blockbuster, you would see other people. You would get excited.
You'd run into other people you knew. What movie are you getting?
The new releases were all against the back wall, and they had 100 copies of it, and you just prayed that there was that one box sitting on top of the other box. Right? You prayed. Prayed. That when you wanted to see, you know, whatever it was, Princess Bride 2, that they had the extra copy of it, or Die Hard 5, or, you know, Pulp Fiction, or whatever, whatever it was. And then they, in the middle of the store, they had a bunch of, you know, random videos that they felt were
older,
popular, and they'd swap them out.
Yeah,
documentaries, all kind of stuff.
Yep.
And I always like to go to the middle of the store and figure out something cool and interesting to watch. But Blockbuster was a part of our routine, our life.
It was.
It was weekly. So ingrained into our entertainment, into the free time that we had, that I couldn't imagine. I also remember my first wife. We would go to Blockbuster all the fucking time. As a matter of fact,
that one that was on Howell Mill, right?
That one that was on Howell Mill, right there. That's right. But when I lived with my ex-wife, when we first started dating, she, one night, she came home from Blockbuster with Lord of the Rings, which they were all out at this time, or most of them, I think out. Oh, there were four of them or three of them?
Three.
Okay, all of them were out. She came home with Lord of the Rings. I was like, I don't want to watch that shit. I don't watch no fucking Lord of the Rings, ghouls and goblins, and I don't give a shit about J.R. Tolkien. It's not my thing, never has been, right? And she just watch it. Will you watch it for me? Okay, I'll watch it for you. And within 15 minutes of the first movie, we had to walk over to the Blockbuster and get the other two, yes, right? Yes. And I was up all night watching.
So
I was
good. Like, ah, it's so good.
Blockbuster was, and now you, I can't even imagine doing that. Like, you just press your button and that's
it. Now it's all on demand.
So it was very tactile. Blockbuster has long since gone out of business because
there's one in Alaska.
One Blockbuster in Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not in Alaska. It's in Oregon.
Oh, it's in Oregon.
The last Blockbuster in the world, located in Bend, Oregon, has been weathering the pandemic by tapping into the nostalgia of the iconic video store chain, while also offering sleepovers through Airbnb.
Whoa.
And selling merchandise sourced through local vendors. That's amazing. So this is
staying the night at the Blockbuster.
Staying the night. Can you imagine?
No.
And you can rent an actual VHS machine. You can rent a DVD player. This is amazing. What I thought that I would do, because I thought that it would be interesting, and we might have to do a two-parter on this one. I'll just give you a heads up on this because it's a little bit long of a video, is that I felt like the best way to understand what a Blockbuster was to watch a training video from Blockbuster.
Oh, perfect.
In their heyday.
Okay.
Are you ready for this? You want to do this?
Yes.
Let's do
this. Of course.
Okay. So let me turn on the TCB full reaction shot here. Every time I say that, that probably means that I have to stop the recording and then get up and change something. You don't see it because I edit it together. But yes, this time, I got it right.
You
look
had
at
it
me.
Right.
Hey, commercial breakers. Best to all of you who have been leaving wonderful podcast reviews on your favorite podcast player, especially all of those who are using Apple. We really appreciate it. We've been deluged by wonderful comments and reviews, and we couldn't be more grateful if you're one of those. If you're not, could you take just a few minutes and leave us a podcast review, comment, or rating on your favorite podcast player? Almost all of them have some version of rating or review. It helps us grow the show. It'll make you feel better. Better, and it'll tickle all of our pickles. Thanks so much. Hey, 661-237-8296 is where you can leave us a text message or a voicemail, and we want to hear from you. Comments, questions, concerns, or content ideas, let us know by sending us a text or leaving us a voicemail at 661, the word best, the number 2, Y-O-Yo. That's 661, bestio. And go to tcbpodcast.com. You'll find all the audio and all the video right there at one location. You can now connect with us on social media at The Commercial Break on Instagram and youtube.com/The Commercial Break. Still the only place to find all of the video content and exclusives you cannot find anywhere else. We're going to take a short break to hear from our sponsors. Please use their specialized URLs and or codes if you're ever in the market for their products or services. We certainly would appreciate it. We know our sponsors would too. We'll be right back with this episode of The Commercial Break.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
I'm making keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
This is Blockbuster's training video from the mid-90s when there was a Blockbuster on every fucking corner.
Every corner.
A McDonald's and a Blockbuster on every corner. And maybe it'll give you young kids a little taste of what it was all about.
Yes.
30 years ago. I can't believe we're saying that. That's crazy. 30 years ago. I was 7, by the way, when this
came out. Yes, we were very, very young.
Yes, very young. We were talking about the Gen Xers not having sex, Gen Zers not having sex the other day. I'm just a couple years outside that category.
That's right.
Yes.
Boom.
Boom, ba, boom. Cha, cha, cha. So they're in a Blockbuster store. Go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. We're inside a Blockbuster right now.
Oh, excuse me. Thank you.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Harris. I didn't see you come in. I haven't seen you in a week or so. Have you been out?
Oh, hi, Mrs. Harris.
What porn do you have there in your hands?
Mrs. Harris, what's that? 50 Shades of Naughty. Did you know your son was doing blow at the party last night? Hi, Mrs. Harris. This is the kind of girl at my school where I was like, hey, Julie.
How was that thing?
Oh, no. Our VCR was just in for repairs again. It was awful. Can you imagine trying to make conversation with Mr. Harris? Well, anyway, it's back.
He's a real asshole. Our VCR's in the shop for repairs again. This is so
he busted
ago.
It.
Yeah.
He
got mad at
rampage.
Me and threw it at my head. Can you imagine trying to make conversation with a man who's been impotent for 20 years? I just let him have sex with prostitutes.
Good. You know, we have a lot of different movies you might not have seen before. Can I help you find anything in particular?
Oh, thanks. I'll just look around. I'm sure I'll find something.
I'm just browsing.
Oh, thanks. You're a little shithead, Julie. That cocaine was mine. I told Josh he could have some. This is really, like, this is really old.
Yeah. It seems like it.
So Julie's rearranging videos like a good little girl. Like a good little Blockbuster girl. Oh.
What was that?
Someone's on the TV talking to her.
Yo, Marie. Hey, let's wake
Marie.
Up.
Oh, who are you?
My name's Buster. Buster Sale.
My name's Buster, and I've been following you to the bathroom.
Buster Sale.
The name's Buster Sale, and I'm here to teach you how to swindle people out of more money with their Blockbuster memberships. You want to be a good little girl, don't you, Marie? Or I might follow you home and tell your parents about that one time you masturbated. Tell Mrs. Harris to get out of here and let's have a party. Close and lock the door. Send Uncle Sale some of that mid-grade weed you've been smoking, Marie.
Our trailer tape must have jammed.
I am no tape. See?
All the money. Hey! And on video cassette.
Well, what
this
are you
is
doing?
Creepy now.
Yeah, I mean, like, who thought of this?
Let's get the guy.
All right, everybody, settle down. Welcome to Amazon's third quarter training video brainstorming session. Thank you. Anybody have any ideas how we could start out here? The other night, I was tripping balls, and the TV started talking to me. I thought that was a good place to start. Great. Write that down. Talking TV. I love it.
Yes.
What should the actress do when the TV starts talking to her? Talk back normally.
Yeah,
that's
like
what
nothing
I did.
Wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, seriously. If you're in the Blockbuster and the TV started talking to you, would you be like, what do you want me to do? Hey.
Yeah.
Can you teach me more about how I can get more members to enjoy videos at Blockbuster? I'd be like, I'd unplug it, throw it on the ground, run outside.
I am a professional opportunist.
That doesn't sound very nice.
Nah, it's like a con man, only with my dick out.
Oh, my God.
No, not that kind of opportunist. You see, I'm one of the world's greatest authorities on opportunities. I find people who need help, and I help them.
And he's dressed for success.
You need some help.
Let me tell
yeah,
you.
There is nothing quite like a paisley shirt with a multicolored tie. To say, I'm the expert on anything.
No.
Oh, my God. You look like one of those guys that does wacky science experiments on YouTube. Yeah.
Especially with finding opportunities.
I know an opportunity when I see it.
Sure. Like the time Mrs. Harris's son, Brian, asked you out. And you turned him down to go to Jane Allworth's stupid
slumber. How does he know that?
He went on to have a baby with Jane. You could have been pregnant. You could have been riding high. You had the life. Pregnancy, a brand new oven, a dishwasher, all the accoutrements. Look at you now, working. Who does that? Which woman does that? You missed an opportunity.
You started doing Mr. Harris's son.
This sounds like Mrs. Harris made this video to try and get Marie hooked up with her son.
She seemed a little cold.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
She's like, my plan's coming together. As soon as I put this VHS tape, this magic VHS tape, inside of the Blockbuster store, Marie will be Brian's for sure.
Party.
Shh, not so loud. God, his mother is right over there. And anyway, how was I supposed to know he was that hunk friend of Tyler's with the beautiful eyes?
And the tickets to the...
How was I supposed to know that my character was going to be boiled down to a bunch of anecdotes about women? So bad. So
really
bad, Blockbuster.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe we've come so far in just 30 years.
I'm glad we have.
Yeah.
Thank
Every
God.
In these training videos, in almost any old media, women are just like complete caricatures of themselves. I mean, there are certainly lots of examples where that does not happen. But
right.
Blockbuster wasn't going there.
No,
yeah.
No, they wanted to stick to the stereotype.
Let's get a dumb broad in there. And we'll get the smartest guy we know up on that TV. You know, broads. What are they going to do?
Broads. Yeah.
Have him talk about Brian's little cock. That'll be perfect.
Bon Jovi concert.
I don't want to discuss that.
Don't worry. She can't hear us. And it's a good thing. Last week, you had an opportunity to rent Mrs. Harris a Blockbuster VCP.
Oh, while hers was being fixed? Yeah, but
Shame on you. You could have fleeced Mrs. Harris for an extra $300 to rent a VCR for 1 week. $1,000 deposit, $300 a week. It's a deal. Who wouldn't want it? Because that's how much it costs to rent a VHS machine at Blockbuster. You'd have to sign a mortgage. A VHS machine was like a 50-pound piece
huge.
Of equipment. Yeah. And I don't even know what was so complicated in there. I don't know.
Last week.
So, you had an opportunity to tell her about your rental units 2 weeks ago. Then she'd have known she could rent a VCP from Blockbuster when she needed one.
Yeah, well, I could go tell her now.
Good idea.
Yeah. Too late. You're fired. And as a matter of fact, we're going to murder you. As a matter of fact, we took all your paychecks away to make up for that VCP. VCP? Video cassette player.
Oh, okay.
The VHS. What is it called? Video home system or something? Yeah.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Ask her how Brian's doing while you're at it. You might still have a chance with him. We'll talk more about opportunities later.
Weird.
We'll talk more about how you've been wrong later. I'll mansplain more to you in just a few minutes.
Oh, Mrs. Harris? I wanted to remind you that we have video cassette players for rent. So if you ever have to put yours in for repair again, you can just stop in here and pick one up.
Well, good. I'm glad to know that. I'll do that next time. Well, as usual,
he breaks
out
about once a week.
That asshole can't control his anger.
Next time, I'll know that.
Next time I need to get out of the house, I'll come to Blockbuster. Here, let me write that down in my portfolio. I've got my calendar right here in my handbag. Let me mail a reminder to myself. Do you have any stamps, Marie?
The releases I wanted.
Oh, I'm sorry. What movie did you want?
Well, actually, I wanted to see Sean Connery in The Hunt for Red October, but you're
Sean
out.
Sean Connery.
Well, a lot of women have been masturbating to that lately. I don't know. What do I do, Mr. Sales? Offer her another video she can whack off to. And don't forget about our dildo rental.
You're missing opportunities.
You're missing an opportunity for dildo rental right here.
I'm sure we have some copies coming in later today. And we probably have some other Sean Connery movies. By the way, how's Brian?
Oh, he's fine. Actually, I thought he might be meeting me here.
Oh, he's fine. He hates you. You turned him down, remember?
Some friends coming over tomorrow night, and I guess he's counting on Mom's delivery service to pick out the music videos. Will you help me here? What do you think?
The music videos? What? Hey, Mom, can you pick out the music videos? MTV doesn't run them anymore. It's something called Teen Mom. Music videos. I never rented a music video at Blockbuster.
Either.
No. I think, I don't know, maybe they did. I don't know.
So.
Why would I, but that, you'd have so many. Like, are they talking about like one video that runs a couple music videos?
Right.
Are you talking about like Michael Jackson's Bad?
And then
like,
that's it.
Yeah, and that's
then
it.
You got to take it out and put in the next one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone's playing DJ with the VHS. Rewind it. It's halfway through.
Yeah.
No, I don't think this one. No?
Barry
no, I
Manilow,
think I'd go with those
no.
two.
Yeah.
Plus.
I'll do that one.
Yeah. I don't think Elton John's Yellow Brick Road is going to do it.
Music videos.
That's right. I think you need the best of yes.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Plus this one. Well, tell Brian I said hi.
Okay.
And I'll see you when you bring those
okay.
back.
Okay.
Okay, I guess. Whatever, asshole. I'll see you later.
And you think you can spot an opportunity?
Now what? I told her about the VCP rentals, and I helped her pick out the tape.
And that's fine. But didn't you miss something?
What?
And that's fine, but this is an opportunity for me to do more mansplaining. Don't you think you missed something?
Uh-huh.
What? The dildo rentals.
Right, that's definitely the dildo.
Tell her you've got three jackrabbit with extenders and one black mamba right there ready to go. And she can get a starter pack for only $99.99 a year plus video rental fee. That shit, well, now that I'm thinking about it, I remember Blockbuster was expensive.
It was.
It was like you had to pay like $50 a year for the membership, mm-hmm. and then it was like $19.99 for two video rentals. You
yeah.
paid $20 every time.
When you walked out, yeah, yeah for sure.
Like a,
it was the convenience.
Yep.
Chance to meet Brian?
No. Look at it this way. You have Sean Connery. You add Mrs. Harris's interest, and what do you get?
You a get- really bad movie that no one wants to see.
What do you get?
You get a horny Mrs. Harris?
Yeah, I know.
More rentals and a happy customer.
I told her we had other Connery movies.
But can you name one? Could you have placed the Connery tape in Mrs. Harris's hand?
I guess so, but sometimes I forget the titles.
Sometimes I don't like touching people. I've got a bad case of OCD.
Look at it this way. There's three basic steps. Remember to listen to your customers. Because
there's three basic steps. Shut up! Shut up! And shut up! Broad.
Oh,
giving
God.
You clues about their needs. Second, think how Blockbuster can solve those needs. And third, act.
Blockbuster didn't think too much about
service.
Solving their own
needs. No, they didn't
needs.
Think. Yeah, they should have taken their own advice. Stop, think about what you need, and then execute. Yeah, yeah. And like
now they're
it's
obsolete.
It's a fucking Blockbuster. What needs are you going to meet? Honestly.
Your video needs.
Listen, me and Mr. Harris are having a lot of problems in the bedroom. Have you tried whacking him off beforehand? Here, we've got a fluffer in the back. You can rent him for $24.99 an hour. It's like, what needs can be met at the Blockbuster? It's a fucking Blockbuster.
Yes.
What you should have done is figured out how to get those fucking videos online.
Exactly.
That's what you should have done. Damn Blockbuster. Because I'd probably be Blockbuster.com. I'd be on the Blockbuster
yeah,
app.
Exactly.
If they had done the same thing Netflix would be nothing to
mm-hmm.
nobody. It would be this tiny little rinky-dink app that no one used. They'd have like, you know, these shitty little made-for-TV movies on there.
Yeah, Blockbuster really missed the train.
God damn, did they. Man, that, I just think about some of the biggest, like, fuck ups in business history.
It's gotta be Blockbuster.
Blockbuster's at the top.
Oh.
Whoa, the video came right out of the video
oh my
came out of the
God,
screen.
An actual physical video came flying out of the screen.
Okay, so you're telling me in this advertisement, Bob, Guy starts talking through the video screen. Girl doesn't mind. She just says, hey, I guess we're being talked to through video screens now. Then all of a sudden, a videotape flies out of it.
Yeah.
Bob.
Gold.
Bob. Gold! Yeah. I love it.
Or love silver. Every bit
of it. Yeah. Let's take this to Paramount, see if we can get the rights for a full movie.
Get the picture? Look at this list of 50 best videos and commit them to memory. Get to know popular actors in all their movies.
Those kids were getting paid like $5 an hour. Yeah, like you're committing shit to memory. I'm sorry.
Yeah, everybody that I saw at Blockbuster was under the age of 25, right. Did not give a shit about you or your fucking videos. They worked at a video rental store. They like to watch movies, but they didn't. The kind of movies were not the top 50 movie rentals of all time. Get to know every actor. Get to know every actress, every soundtrack, every movie producer and director, and $4.25 an hour. Right in your pocket.
Yeah.
After taxes, it's $1.15.
Yeah. I'll go tell Brian's mom. Miss Harris.
Don't be pushy. Just be helpful.
Don't you want to watch this movie? Don't you want to watch this movie? Here.
Mrs. Harris!
Hey, I found a ton of videos!
Mrs. Harris, 9.5 weeks. It'll help with your husband's boner problem! Oh, thanks, Marie. Thanks for telling everybody at the Blockbuster.
The man on the TV told me.
The man on the TV threw out this lube.
Okay, have this back Saturday night before midnight.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye. And if you don't, the Blockbuster will come looking for you. I remember one time I had a video out and I couldn't find it. Uh-huh. It had been either stolen or I lost it.
Right.
Because I was, I'm really bad at that shit. Like, yeah, Brian's not the most detail oriented person in the world. So
you're good with big picture.
Yeah, I'm good with big picture stuff. So this, I had this video out forever. And every time I
went. Was it 9.5 weeks?
It wasn't. I forgot what it was. What was it? It was like around the world in 180 days or something. It was something so
Chitty
stupid.
Chitty Bang Bang?
No, you know what it was? Bottle Rocket. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Bottle Rocket was the movie, which is a great movie.
Bottle Rocket. It is.
And I had that thing
Not
out.
A 24-day.
No, 24-day. This we were going on like 9 months. And I was friends with a little girl at Blockbuster. So every time I would go up there, she'd be like, Bottle Rocket's still missing. We're going to have to charge you for the full movie. It's $197.
That's
I'd be
crazy.
Like, $197 for Bottle fucking Rocket? Who else has rented Bottle Rocket? Has there anybody come in and asked for Bottle Rocket? No, that's why it's $197 to replace.
Right.
We got to make money on it somehow.
Bye. Oh, hi, Kristen. How's it going?
Pretty bogus, actually.
Bogus. You're a bitch, bogus. Marie. Yeah, you're talking to that dude on the TV. I see you. I see you having an affair with the man on the TV. Bogus.
Again,
he's
this weekend.
Me too.
Yeah.
He'd be sitting such a drag.
I know how you feel. So you ready to check out?
Sure.
Flagged.
What now?
What now? Get out of
Stop acting like a dumb chick.
He just popped up. Yeah. Like she's at the register.
She's at the register with 20 separate videos, by the way. What's he going to tell her? Oh, God. This is an opportunity to upsell 15 more videos due back by Saturday. How do you watch all those movies? Two was my limit.
Yeah.
I only got two at a time.
Yeah.
Want to keep an eye on this. I see an opportunity coming.
Hey, are you okay? You look a little freaked out. Huh?
Well, yes, there's a man speaking to me on the TV.
There's a man that's been speaking to me all day through the TV, and he just predicted the future. What a dumb idea.
Oh, yeah, I was just checking the monitor. That's all. Now, let's see. Oh, I see.
See what? What? Like, am I on hidden videos or something?
No.
No, but there's a hidden man.
Yeah, there's
been
a
talking
hidden
to
man
me on the
that's
videos.
Been following me into the bathroom. It's this little sticker says, don't just rent it, buy it.
Yeah.
It's only $197.
No. Hey, Kristen, haven't you checked this video out several times before?
Yeah, at least five times.
9.5 weeks, yeah. Of course.
How I'm learning to make out with Johnny. It's giving me tips and tricks on how to get it on with my boyfriend.
You rented this out a bunch of times. I don't remember renting out. That was the point of the rental store, is that you didn't want to buy it. You just rented it and watched it.
Yeah, if I wanted to buy a movie, I bought a movie.
Yeah.
And you never bought it at Blockbuster.
No.
Never.
No.
Because they were like $69.99.
I know.
If you wanted to see a
and
new...
Walmart or whatever had it.
If you wanted to watch, if you wanted to buy a new movie when it came out, it was crazy expensive. I'm not kidding when I say like $69.99 for the premiere movies. Like if Die Hard 2 came out tomorrow, which it came out 50 years ago, but if it came out tomorrow and you love Die Hard, you wanted to go see Die Hard 2, but you wanted to buy a copy of it, it would be a huge clunky box that would have a video cassette in it and you would pay $180,000 for it.
Yes.
And then then you would watch it once and go, oh, that wasn't that good.
Why did I buy this?
Die Hard 1 was so much better.
Bought it by now, you know.
Why don't you buy it? You know, all our tapes are for sale.
No kidding? That's great. I'll take it. Oh, and you know what else?
No
shit. Put it on my dad's credit card.
You just changed my life. Do you take my dad's BP card?
Yes.
Can you put it on my Blockbuster credit card?
You had
a BP card?
From my dad.
From your dad?
Yes, in college.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. There was a girl.
I put a ton of stuff on there that was not gas.
Yeah, of course you did. We bought cigarettes. There was a girl that I dated, and her dad owned an extermination company, like a really famous extermination company here in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And I ran away from home one time. Her
As
mom,
you
they,
do.
The mom and dad were divorced. The mom lived in this huge mansion that had a pool house and everything. The mom was the fucking coolest lady in the world.
Yeah.
Right? I think she just wanted to be cool with all the teenagers.
Right.
So she was like, live in the pool house, drive the red Mercedes. It was a red 1976 convertible Mercedes.
Wow.
Prim and proper, clean and crisp.
Oh, those are fun.
It was like the extra car, right? She was like, just drive that little tiny little coupe. I mean, just...
Tool around.
And then she's like, and here's the BP card for the gas.
Yeah.
I bought cigarettes. I bought food. I was eating Cheese Whiz for like 6 months out of that BP card.
Yes.
I loved it. And I would go pull up to the full service. I was such a little asshole. I would pull up to full service at the BP. Full service, for those of you that don't know, meant the BP man would come out.
And
he would fill you up.
Gas.
He would check your tires and he would wash your windows for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then I'd honk honk and then run away without tipping him. Burp, burp. Can you put the tip on the BP card? No, you can't. I'm broke. Look at me. I'm 16. What do you think? Do you think I was going to pay you a tip? Come on, man.
My little brother Spike has a birthday coming up. He's a regular Star Trek maniac. He wears Spock ears to school and everything. But
Where's
if I only
Spock
knew which show he
was.
He's a regular Star Trek. He gets beat up pretty frequently.
Oh my God.
Yeah, Star Trek. Spock ears.
He wears Spock ears to school.
I've never seen anybody wear Spock ears.
No. Unless you're at a convention or something promoting that, but definitely not to school.
No.
Kids don't do it.
I went to Catholic school, so no one dressed up because you weren't allowed to.
Yeah.
But I also think, like, my dad loves Star Trek, and
of
I like
course,
the original Star Trek.
Too.
The original
yes.
Star Trek
yes.
is fantastic.
Yes.
But then I blame the fact that none of my friends in any version of school that I went to were ever fans of Dungeons and Dragons, Star Trek Next Generation. I mean, not even Star Wars. Like, they just weren't those kind of kids.
Yeah.
So I never got into that. And plus I like music, so that was my thing.
Yeah.
So if somebody showed up to my school with Star Trek ears on, like the Spock ears...
Yeah,
he'd spend the day in the in the basket full of dirty jock straps. oh, poor Spike.
No.
Somebody tell him.
Yeah.
On it. I could buy it for him now. Hey.
Of course, this is 30 years ago.
I
so now
tell you everything in this entire place.
So now Spike owns all the real estate in
right,
the world.
Exactly.
Yeah. He's got every hot girl in the world
That's
in his
what
house.
They do, yes. Yeah.
Hey, why don't you rent a tape now and then see if he mentions one of his favorite episodes to you?
Oh, geez, that's a great idea.
Opportunity.
Now I'll have to give him a bolt.
I told you, opportunity. Look at that. Look at that number. She's checking out with $1,655 worth of shit from Blockbuster. I smell an opportunity to sell her a car to drive it all home.
Mind melt or something.
Hey, where are your Star Trek videos?
Oh, Brett can tell you where.
Brett's an asshole.
Brett's gotcha.
Brett's my bitch. Brett can show you. Brett looks like the kind of guy who knows where those things are.
He does. He was like, oh, hello. Yeah.
Hello. My name is Brett. From the third moon base of Alorion. Beep, 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 beep
I'll just hold these for you. Bye. See you, Kristen.
Uh-oh, here he comes.
So, how was that?
Not bad. One out of two, not bad.
What do you mean, one out of two?
He's a dick.
Well, this guy's a real fucking asshole.
The training guy is a dick.
Yeah, they found a misogynistic, creepy ass clown with a bad shirt and a worse tie to fucking harass this poor little girl at Blockbuster. What kind of message are they sending? Yeah, I'd be scared to work at Blockbuster if they showed me this video.
They have like PTSD.
Can you imagine sitting...
I saw a guy talking to me on the video.
Can you imagine sitting in the stock room of a Blockbuster, like a little closet, and they're like, hey, can watch this series of videos. I'd be scared. I'd be like, I don't want to work here.
Yeah, he's going to come and talk to me on the TV.
Yeah, look at that shirt. They couldn't have found a better shirt.
And he's a dick.
All the money that Blockbuster had. Yeah, he's a dick. That's why this guy didn't have a career in acting.
And Blockbuster did not last.
Yeah, this guy didn't star in, No Country for Old Men. Because they're like, they mean the Blockbuster
co-directed
dick?
By, Clint Eastwood.
That's right.
Also this guy.
This guy.
Mr. Sales.
Whatever his name is. Actually, he does look familiar. I think he was on Saved by the Bell or something.
He might have been
one of the teachers on Saved by the Bell, I think.
He's got to play a dick on whatever he's on.
Yeah. Misogynistic asshole. I wonder what this guy is up to.
I need to look
him up. I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to give you an update next time we talk.
Okay.
You rented and sold Kristen all the tapes she wanted. And that was great. But what about Spike?
Oh, don't worry. She'll be back. She just wanted to figure out which tape you wanted.
She doesn't have to.
You bet.
We have a great solution for customers
didn't
that aren't...
do it right.
You wretched hoe. You didn't do it right. Here, we've got three tickets to the Blockbuster Festival.
What are those tickets?
They're gift certificates.
Oh, God.
You didn't have to tell her to come back. You could have sold her $300 worth of Blockbuster gift cards. Good for one half video. So stupid. All right, listen, we'll finish this up a different time. I promise.
You got to find out where this guy is.
We'll get back to it. I'll find out where this guy is, and we'll get back to the Blockbuster video. Okay. I don't want to make you stay around too long for the silliness. I mean, I don't know why I say that, because it's a fucking podcast. We could go on forever if we wanted to. But, we got things to do. We got to make them another. We got to do a lot of these. Yeah.
We got to do
what we got to do. I give you 3 hours of content a week. What do you want? What more do you want? I'm going to come through your video screen.
That's right.
Showing up. I bet people are like.
The TCB Live on Spotify.
That's right. People are like, that guy on the Blockbuster video is kind of like Brian on my YouTube video. All right, go to tcbpodcast.com. That's where you find out more information about Chrissy and I. You read all the show notes, listen to all the audio, watch all the video. You can connect with us on social media at The Commercial Break on Instagram, youtube.com/The Commercial Break. Watch all the video we've ever made as a group right there at youtube.com/The Commercial Break. Now live on Spotify, video on Spotify. Spotify, go there in the search button. You type in The Commercial Break live, and there you're going to get our videos. They release a couple of days after the episode releases, so don't get nervous if you don't see the most recent one up there. Because I haven't gotten around to it yet. Nervous.
Nervous. Why haven't they released? Why haven't they released?
I got to go to Blockbuster and see if they've got it there.
You can also rip music videos.
Yeah, you can also rip music. I'm going to open up a Commercial Break Blockbuster. It's just going to have old episodes of The Commercial Break.
Nice.
On VHS.
Yes.
That's probably our demographic. Okay. Also, if you don't mind, if you could take 2 minutes out of your day, rate, review the podcast on your favorite podcast player. Doesn't matter if it's Apple.
The more creative, the better.
Yeah, the more creative, the better.
Yes.
An award goes to the best commenter, and I don't know what that award is, but we'll figure out something. It's a Blockbuster membership for life! And just make sure you use our sponsor's specialized URLs or codes if you're ever in the market for their products or services. Well, it's been another great day, Chrissy.
But yes, it has.
I don't know how much more we can do.
I think that's it.
I mean, how much more do you want?
Listen
the next time it's on. Then you'll get more. Until next time, I say I love you.
I love you, Brian.
Best to you.
Best to you.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, we always say, we do say, and we must say,
bye.